fit to make sure. Let me see. I see the bars going up, and I got the microphone pretty much right here in my right at me. So let me see. Let me see. Oh, okay, all right. Okay, we're good to go. We are good to go. All right, so again, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Sabbath blessings, most praise and honor to the Most High God who's given us this wonderful and beautiful day today. It is so nice outside. Last week, I wasn't here. I was not here. There was some issues going on with my grandmother. With my grandmother. And hold on, why is it saying, wait a minute, I just noticed it saying I'm online and offline. I don't say that. Oh, you know what? Because I was, that's weird. That is so weird. It's saying I'm online and offline. Okay, I guess I don't know. Maybe I don't want to just turn it off because we're already in the middle of speaking, but it just says I'm on here twice. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But I was I went to Mississippi, and I went to go visit my grandmother. My grandmother, she was undergoing some issues. My mom had called me last week and told me that they rushed her to the ER, and this has been her third ER visit in this year. The first time she was out gardening, and she had fell and rolled down the hill. We had to get her to the emergency room, and then the second time she went, she had some bad shakes that was going on with her. It was just a nice, it was a sunny day, but she was cold. She couldn't get warm for anything, and then this time she was having an issue with nosebleeds. I did not know, it was not brought to my attention the time that she had went for the shaking, that they had given her a COVID swab. And I kind of put two and two together. If you do those things, if you get that, it's probably going to lead up to the nosebleed. So I went home. I needed to go and see her. She is getting up there in age. And when you have these days, like with the job giving you a day off, and because of the holiday, I took advantage and know how my mom is when it comes to Sabbath. So I was able to have respect there for that. And Sunday, I spent the majority of the time with family that did come down. And then Monday, I was able to leave. But I was able to talk to a lot of my family members, a lot of cousins, and the ones who I expected to know what was going on as far as end time agenda, as far as CV, BLM, everything that's going on in the world, were the ones who were giving the most resistance. And then on the flip side, the ones who I didn't expect, the ones that I did not expect, who were kind of out there, doing their own thing, were very, very, very vocal about not taking the vaccine, about not following the narrative. And it was surprising. It was kind of some very, very, very deep conversations, and was able to talk, able to share with them what I knew. And they was able to talk with me about the things they knew and what was going on with their jobs, and the people there who were suffering, who were taking the vaccine and were having major, major health issues as a result. So, it was a very, very beneficial trip. It was needed indeed. It allowed me also to discover some things about other family members as well, things that I did not know. Even right now, I have family members that refuse to come home unless everyone's been vaccinated. They refuse to come home. I have an uncle now who wants, and he's pretty much restricting his entire family from doing it. I'm like, you won't even come home to see your own mother. I mean, it's horrible, because his own father, which is my granddad, died from complications with the flu shot. I mean, I've made that well known. I talk about that often here with you guys. And when that happened, when my granddad passed away, that turned the whole family around. That completely turned the family around. All of us were in one accord at that moment. All of us. When it came to vaccines, we were all like, no, 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 we're not doing it. Even turned around the health of my kids. That kind of shut me down from giving them any further vaccines as what they recommend that you should give your children. That just, oh, no, not anymore. And it turned their health around as well. But now with this constant COVID just being pushed in everyone's face, I mean, the fear is there. I mean, I have a cousin right now who was visiting South Carolina and is literally like right up the road from where I used to live. And I reached out to them because I didn't know they were in the area. And I reached out to them and I talked. And this is one of my uncle's daughters. And I was like, you know, you're in the area. I haven't seen you in a long time. You know, you want to just catch up, have a lunch or something. And I spoke and didn't hear back from them. Like nothing at all. Got a text back, just let them know that they were there. But as far as like, you know, wanting to hang out or whatever, just nothing. I got nothing. So I don't know if something's already been said based on my thoughts and opinions about the vax, but it's not really opinions, it's facts. This thing is killing people. It's absolutely killing people. Fear, it just does so, so much. It is an excellent motivator. Now, it's an excellent motivator to get people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. I mean, fear has changed the hearts of so many people. And it's no wonder that John penned this verse in Revelation verse 21, Revelation chapter 1, 21 verse 8, that the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars that have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The very first group of individuals are the fearful. And that is the message that's being pushed right now, to be afraid. There's every single boogeyman virus they can come up with, a new variant, new strain, this, that, just keeps on coming out. The fearful, like, what are you afraid of? What are you so afraid of? But I did find hope, and I did go home, that there were some of my aunts that were wearing masks when I went home for Thanksgiving that were not wearing them when I went home this time. So some of my family members, again, they're starting to understand, they're starting to see that all of this is just a big, huge scam, big, huge hoax. But at the same time, there are those who are being resistant. So I know there's going to be some division when it comes to my household and my family, but it's expected. It is expected. I mean, Jesus already prophesied. Jesus already told us this, so it's expected. And what's going to happen when it comes to your family members? But there was another reason that I needed to go home. There's another reason I need to go. There's something that I need to see. Before I left Monday morning, my mom and my aunt, they had took my daughter to Meridian. They went clothes shopping. Well, I caught up on some rest because I had a long drive ahead of me, a 7-hour drive. So I got up and I said my goodbyes to my granny, and I rode up to Meridian to meet them there because they said, while we're here, you can just come up here and meet us here, and you can just take the kids and you can just be on the road. You got to come back to grandma's house and leave from there. I'm like, okay, I'll just leave Meridian. So I went up there, hugged my mom and I hugged my aunt and said my goodbyes. And I grabbed my kids and I went to go gas up. Filled my tank up before I hit the road. And normally I just put some cash on a card and I use it exclusively for the road, because sometimes if I'm traveling at nighttime, some of the stations will close. So I just go and go to those because the pumps will still be on. The store inside will be closed, but the pumps will be on. So I'll just use that to pay for gas. But I went to this one that was directly where I met my mom and my aunt. And all the card readers were covered. They were all covered up with foil. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. So I went inside. I went inside to pay. And on my way out, I saw this funny-looking machine. I looked at it, and I thought it was like one of those like scales that kind of guess your weight. You kind of see them when you go to like truck stops or like a Flying J or like a pilot store. They have like these scales that sit right by the restrooms, and they kind of like you put money in and they guess your weight. And it's just, I don't know. I never like, stepped on one of them. I always seen them at the restroom. So I thought that was one of them. But then I looked at it again, like, that don't look like one of those machines. And it was a Bitcoin ATM. A Bitcoin ATM. And I'm looking like, well, why in Mississippi are these here? Why are they here? And I reached out to one of my cousins, and he said, man, these things are popping up all over the South. He said he's seen another one in Shreveport, in Louisiana, because he's doing some railroad work there. And he saw one there. So I guess now they're trying to get the people here in these rural areas. Meridian is not a rural area. It's a city. But right outside Meridian, you have a lot of people who live in these rural areas. And they go to Meridian to do their shopping, you know, Walmart, their grocery stores, et cetera. And to see that there, it's like they want to get the people slowly accustomed to digital cash, which is normal. It's normal. I'm having people that had reached out to me, want to, you know, get into the whole crypto thing and want to know about that. I'm like, you don't want to fall into that, man. You don't want to get into that whole scam. You don't, because all they're doing is getting you ready. They're getting you ready for what they're going to do in the future. Just getting you ready, getting you accustomed to it. That's something you do not want to get involved in because it has absolutely no backing, nothing at all. So let's just, you know, just stick to what you have for right now, because eventually all this is going to go digital. But don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in it. But amazingly, you know, people will just try to find the next big thing, some kind of quick cash grab, you know, to get rich quick. And all you can do is just share. You can just share and give as much information as you can about it. But if people are going to do what they're going to do, they are. But I just, again, I found it just kind of odd for where it was at. And it was meant for me to see it. It was meant for me to see it, seeing that these things are going to continue to be placed in areas to get people accustomed to using digital currency. So I'm going to bring up our reading here. Today is the 5th, the first Sabbath of June, and we're continuing in the book, Ye Shall Receive Power, a daily devotional by Sister White. And this is titled, Witnesses for the Cross, And the key verse here is Luke chapter 24, verses 48 and 49. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And she says, after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the disciples, clothed with divine panoply. Oh, that's a new word. I don't know if I said that right. It's panoply. Went forth as witnesses to tell the wonderful story of the manger and the cross. They were humble men, but they went forth with the truth. Humbleness. Humble men. I mean, look around right now, brothers and sisters. We live in a world that is oversaturated with pride. Oversaturated. It's absolutely everywhere, especially now in this month. That the LGBT community has declared as their own as Pride Month, and the influx of stories to celebrate their pride is pushed on the news daily. I mean, it's just a couple of headlines that I come across. I'm not going to go into them real deep, but it's just a couple of ones that I've come across here with their celebrations of this Pride Month. I have this one here with this one cartoon. And it's Disney, I think it's either Disney or Nickelodeon, one of those. The Rugrats reboot to feature Betty as lesbian single mom will be more liberally intended show. This is one of those cartoons where they have these babies, and if anyone's ever dug deep into that cartoon, is loaded with pedophile symbols, loaded with they're in there. It was a cartoon that I used to watch as a teenager. But now they are introducing this into the culture of having these babies have this single lesbian mother. Here's another one. Non-binary cartoon unicorn being used to teach children in Canada about gender identity. And even in Canada, I came across another video where now they're passing off that Jesus is non-binary. This is a big thing they're pushing now, this whole binary. They're going away from the transgender and pushing more of this transhumanism. I guess the term binary sounds more like, you know, with some sort of robotics or biometrics, but saying that Jesus was non-binary because he wore a dress. These are the things that they're teaching these kids. I mean, if there's more of a reason to bring your children out of public schools, the time is now. I mean, the writing is on the wall of what your children are being taught in these schools. Here's another one for Pride celebration. The San Francisco Giants will be the first MLB team to play in Pride uniforms. I guess some kind of rainbow-colored logo with each color representing something. I was appalled when I was reading the article. But that came as no surprise to me. It came as no surprise with the vast homosexual presence in San Francisco. There's a heavy Vatican influence there with those bathhouses. Remember that a couple of years ago? And that just got me thinking. Because I love baseball. I mean, if there was a sport that I wanted to play before I got saved, it would be that one. I mean, you spend half the game just sitting down and waiting to bat, and the rest of the game just waiting for a ball to come flying your way. You get paid millions to do that. I mean, why not? I was so fascinated with that game as a youth. I was, but I've been to many professional games back in the early 2000s, and I remember one of my uncles. Like I said, he's from California. And he was also a big baseball fan. We used to talk back and forth. And one of those big players in the 2000s was Barry Bonds. Those guys used to hit all those home runs. But he doesn't get a lot of press because he was using steroids. You know, getting injected in San Francisco, of all places. I mean, again, a place with a huge Vatican presence. And we just know how Rome just loves to stick people with their poison needles. I mean, come on, you can't even spell the word vaccination without the letters V-A-P-I-C-A-N. Can't do it. Well, speaking of the churches and back to this whole pride thing, here's another one. We talked about the Lutheran church a few weeks ago. And here it is now, the Baptist church in Indiana ordains their first transgender pastor in its denomination. Here's a little excerpt from this article. Not long after the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America elected its first transgender bishop, a transgender woman was ordained in a Baptist church. At a May 23rd ceremony, Laura Bethany, I don't know how I'm pronouncing this name, sounds German, was ordained at University Baptist Church in Bloomington, Indiana. So here is another one, brothers and sisters. Here's another one. These are Protestant denominations. But what are they protesting? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The churches must do as her mother that provides her tax exemptions demands. This is why we saw all the churches close their doors. All the churches adhere to social distancing and mask guidelines and even convince their members to take an experimental injection that will kill or severely injure them. They're doing it. Constantly pushing this vaccine. And speaking of the vaccine, you know, sometimes I wonder why I was allowed to leave the military. You know, leave an area like Hampton Roads, which is the largest military establishment on the East Coast. and then leave a 9-year career as a government contractor? Was it because all that I just mentioned had some sort of government affiliation? I mean, any. If you are associated with the government, just like with these 501c3 churches, you must do as your boss demands. So when you go to the courthouse, or you pay your property taxes, or if you even go to the post office to mail a package, you're going to see all those signs. You're going to see the stickers. You're going to see the shield. You're going to see the mask wearing. What gets me sometimes is, take for instance, just the other day I walked into the post office and I went to get a money order. And some of the officials they had the mask on, and others had it hanging below their noses. It's like they all know that these things don't work. They know it. Especially here in the South, where it gets hot, extremely hot, and humid. But it's amazing how common sense returns when it's 100 degrees outside and you're struggling to breathe. I mean, that thing comes off real quick. I don't wear it. I walk into these stores like it's nothing. Same with these plexiglass shields. I mean, they ask you to stand behind the glass, but when you make the exchange to get the stamps, or in my case, the money order that I purchased, the clerk had to reach around the glass to give it to me. I mean, it makes no sense. And this is common in many stores that have these plastic coverings. But when the bosses or management comes in and the mask them on and the fear returns, the government knows this. They see who they employ and who's succumbing to the fear and who is not. So it won't be long, brothers and sisters. It won't be long before they do what Pakistan is doing right now. Now, this headline for you guys. Pakistani province strips government employees of pay if they refuse to take the COVID vaccine. Is an excerpt from this article here. The Chief Minister of Pakistan's Sindh Province, Murad Ali Shah, has told government employees that anyone who fails to have a COVID vaccine will be refused pay starting next month as the nation seeks to control the virus. This announcement on Thursday was made following a meeting with the region's health officials over the emergence of the first cases of the Delta province of the Delta virus in the province. I guess this is a new strain that they're pushing, which includes 14 million people living in Karachi. Any government employee who is not vaccinated should have their salary stopped from July. So they're cutting off money. They're cutting off people's money. So apparently these incentives are not enough. Now it's time to get into people's pockets and stop them from receiving their pay. And this will traverse to all forms of government, all forms, not all forms. These programs that they fund, like Medicare and food stamps. I mean, you don't vax, you don't get your Medicare. You don't vax, you won't get your food stamps. And we know this can easily receive any income provided by the government, any income, to include unemployment benefits, stimulus payments, and the future universal basic income. This also includes the schools. You don't vax, a child can attend school. You can't get a vaccine. A vaccine, don't worry, we will provide a ride and get you there. I saw it on my app. I was looking at the Uber and the Lyft. They made this huge campaign, huge push at the very end of last month to get as many people to these vaccination centers as possible, providing free rides to anyone that wanted to go and get this jab. And a matter of fact, if you can't get there, if you don't want to take the ride, the Uber or the Lyft ride, we will bring it directly to the school, directly to your child. Brooke is doing. Headline, New York City to partner with teachers union to start vaccine kids in public schools. Vaccine your children, which means you are not present There's no parental consent. What am I going to do? Just walk up to a little Johnny or a little Jill and grab a little lollipop or some ice cream or something. And then these kids, they see these sweets or whatever they may use to convince these children, especially those that do not have the mind of Daniel and his fellows, that knew that they weren't going to defile themselves with the portion of the king's meat or the wine which he drank. The same would apply here. Same would apply here. People are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. These children are going to be faced with a choice. And in 9 times of 10, it's going to be a forced decision. They go, oh, your mom is against the vaccine, or your father's against the vaccine. They don't know. The science says otherwise. We're going to do this to protect you. And you as a parent having no idea until your child comes home with a bandage on his left shoulder or right shoulder. At that time, it's too late. They've already been injected. And anything that they suffer as a result of that inoculation, there's nothing you can do about it. Absolutely nothing you can do about it. Besides what's being taught in these schools and the forced inoculations, I mean, it's past time to remove your children and begin to explore homeschool options. Gotta get them out of there. Gotta get them out of there, because they're just going to do this to your child without your knowledge. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Wednesday during his daily briefing that the city will begin a pilot program to administer vaccinations to students at public schools, the New York Post reported, touting that the move will open up a world of opportunities. De Blasio revealed that his administration planned to reach a lot of young people quickly by making schools a place where kids can get vaccinated. In certain schools, we're going to pilot something very exciting. We're going to start launching in-school vaccination sites. Every single person, both adult and child, that is to enter an NYC school must have evidence that they do not have the COVID virus. We've already seen colleges doing this. We've already seen colleges doing this in that area, in upstate, and now here it is in the city. I believe Rutgers was the first one that I read about. That's also in New York, that that your child would not be able to attend school that fall semester if they did not show proof of the vaccination. I mean, the government does not have to force it, just prevent you from being able to participate in this activity. Participate in being able to go here, to go there. This is how the forced vaccinations work, in an indirect manner, very indirect. So with parents who are relying on their children as far as having a place to go for a public school, you're gonna have to make this decision. And sadly enough, many are going to make the wrong decision, seeing no harm in this, seeing no harm and sending your children to school after administering this vaccine. And it's sad because I see a lot of the mothers are very, very strong when you have conversations with a lot of men. They tend to want to look and do the research and get the facts. But I see when it comes to the fear factor, a lot of mothers, they think what they're doing, what is best for their children. They believe that they're doing what is best. And as a parent, you want to do what's best for your children. You want to keep them safe. You want to keep them protected. But it's also, as a parent, you have that duty to do your research, to look and know exactly what it is that is going into the system of your child. You need to know. You need to be informed. And sadly enough, many are not doing that. They're just believing what they're seeing on television and taking their children straight there. And they're getting these shots. All right, hang on. Notes doing something kind of weird here. Okay, we're back. But they close out that excerpt saying, New York City must have a rigorous and intensive testing system in place. What happened in March cannot happen again. Well, what's happening now cannot happen again. Even the CDC can't hide the numerous reports of this heart inflammation of vaxxed children. You're not going to stop a parent with a vaccine injured child in a voice. It can only hide and suppress for so much. Most of them, they go online, they go to Facebook to post. But these posts, they get taken down. They get taken down as flagged as or they get flagged as medical misinformation. I just watched one the other day, this 17-year-old kid, no health issues, no nothing. The kid was doing excellent in school. I think it was his last year or he had just graduated. And he took the vaccine. He took the vaccine. His parents said, convinced him to go and get it, to go and enroll. I'm pretty sure that it was his last year. He's getting ready to go into college, to prep him for school, prep him for college. And he went and go and took it. And now, his heart had inflamed to the point where it almost blew up. And even after that, even after the long stay in the emergency room, his parents were still supporting the vaccine, still supporting it. I mean, I imagine because that report was, it wasn't just an article, it was done in the local news. But I imagine those, parents would probably slid some money in their pocket to keep them quiet. I wouldn't doubt that at all. And speaking of money and the incentives to get people to take this thing, they're getting larger and larger to keep them quiet. Just go out there and get the vax. We'll give you ice cream. We'll give you hamburgers. We'll give you weed. We'll give you beer. We'll give you tickets. No. This is not enough. We'll give you passes to state parks. We'll give you passes to theme parks. But even still, that's not enough. We'll give you tickets to the lotteries. We'll give you $1 million, $5 million. But even right there, oh no, that's not even enough. I mean, if you have to bribe people, you get to lure them in like a hook on a fish, like a fish to bait. That should tell you something right there, that something's incredibly wrong with all of this. But check out what West Virginia is doing here. And a part of this is, I believe personally, is to compel the residents to stay because there is an exodus. There is an exodus from that state. People are leaving that state and they're moving into the cities. But here's West Virginia. This is what they are doing. Headline, West Virginia to give away guns. Guns. And trucks. So you get a new vehicle. A new vehicle. And here in the South, people are big on their trucks. They're real big on their F-150s and their Chevy trucks. And they're real big on their trucks. Real big. West Virginia to give away guns. In COVID-19 vaccination incentive lottery. Yes, sister, this is how desperate they are to depopulate. This is how desperate they are. It's not just the vaccine. I was talking to one of my cousins. It's not just the vax. It's not just the vax. You got to include abortion. When you look at a video of the day, this woman had did a pregnancy test, and the pregnancy test was positive. And she had a little glass of wine. I'm like, well, she's drinking a glass of wine. You got a baby. Why don't she do a glass of wine? But she had a glass of wine, and she was showing her excitement. So you would think right away she was excited about having a baby. And sure enough, she wasn't excited about having a baby. Because later in the video, she revealed that she was excited about making her appointment to go and get an abortion. That's also with the depopulation agenda, that people are being tempted to go and kill their babies. So you got the vaccine, you add the abortion, and then you got these families that are growing up in these broken homes without fathers. I've seen countless stories of now these kids. These are kids. I mean, young kids. I just showed one just the other day. I think it was in Florida. This 12-year-old, this 14-year-old, on a run. They were running away from, I don't know what was going on, this complete story. If they ran away, it was a police chase to find them. And they ended up breaking into this home. And this home had all kind of guns. Had an AK, I mean, just all kind of guns inside of it. And it was a police standoff with the 12-year-old and 14-year-old. And they were shooting at the cops for hours, just firing at them. And then and one girl had a shotgun. I mean, she's over there, you know, wooden in front of a police officer. I mean, there's this constant stories of children who are going out and committing acts of violence. Children that are doing this. Or children who are going and taking their parents' cars. They're taking their parents' cars and doing all kinds of things. I got another story about that a little later on that I want to get into. But back to this whole West Virginia thing. Let me pull up an excerpt from this one here on what they're doing. And just showing all these different governors. They're all selling out. I mean, why would you want to put any sort of trust in the government now? All these same governors in March of last year, all of them locked you down. They all locked you down. When Trump said lockdown, guess what they did? They followed right along. And now here they are, trying to coax, convince, bribe people to get these injections. Governor Justice, interesting last name, Justice, announced during a media briefing that the lottery will launch on the state's upcoming birthday on June 20th. A handful of West Virginians will become millionaires, and other winners will receive getaways to West Virginia's state parks, customized pickup trucks, lifetime hunting and fishing licenses, and even custom rifles and shotguns. Again, you see things like that in the South. Those are highly prized, highly prized. You know, in the South and rural America, especially when it comes to hunting, when it comes to fishing, these trucks, guns, highly prized. The Republican noted that to become eligible, residents must have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Also, he's got a little kicker, a little booster. Also, all West Virginians ages 16 through 35, so these are kids, 16 to 35, not even adults, who have been fully vaccinated, so have received not just one dose, but in some cases two, unless it was the J&J, may register to receive either $100 savings bond or $100 gift card. So you notice these incentives, the amounts are slowly going up. They're slowly going up. Slowly going up. You know, from an ice cream cone or a burger, some fries. Now the money prizes, what they're giving away, is going up because they know what these things are doing to people. They know. They know. I have no doubt in my mind when it comes to these shots, they're going to find a way to make sure that the ones who do get the money are the ones who don't receive the actual death shot, so to speak. So just me, again, I talked about this verbatim. This is my own personal opinion. I can't, like, lock this down, but seeing from the various articles that I read and the various ailments that people are getting from these shots, you have one group that's saying that you've got here with nanotechnology and chips. And you got another group that's saying, oh, we've received this reaction, Bell's palsy, blood clots, you know, so many things that are happening with this group of people. And all of this is just, I can't see it all coming from one shot. And then seeing the people on the media, on the news, who are getting these same exact shots, but they're fine. But there's no way that these people are getting the real shots, or the ones that are taking people out. There's just no way, because they're fine. I mean, Kamala and Joe, they all got this. They all got it on camera. But we see every other day, people who are receiving these shots are dying. They're dying. Going on with this article, students ages 12, even lower with their ages, even lower with the ages, 12 to 25, will also be eligible to win one of two full four-year scholarships to any institution in the state. So now bribing the kids to receive a full scholarship, a free ride to school, free ride. There are going to be so many wonderful prizes that you can win. It will blow you away. Government Justice said, we are going to make a few West Virginians millionaires before this is over. And how long are you going to have to spend this money? You're not going to have that long. And plus, what about the ones that's not going to win these prizes? So you're going to convince all these people who are living in West Virginia, which is a very, very, very poor state. Very poor state. I mean, the big commodity there is natural gas. The big commodity there is coal. And once that goes away, because looking at how this whole Paris Climate Agreement, they want to do away with all these natural resources. When everything to go green, go green, go green, go green. They want to do away with all of that. So a lot of people in that state are going to be without work. A lot of them are going to be without work. So here it is. You got desperate people who are wanting to get rich. I mean, especially in the South, you got a lot of people, you know, they play the slots, they play the lottery, they're doing a lot of gambling. So here it is, a quick way to get some instant money. Now you got to do is get a needle in your arm. They're going to go do it. They're going to go do it. They're going to go do it. Some people will win trucks and scholarships and on, but we got to get you vaccinated first. Not only are a bunch of people going to win all kinds of great stuff, but by getting vaccinated, it will protect your life. And it'll protect your family and friends all around you. He went to say, save a life, change your life, which is a big, huge lie. A huge lie. Huge lie. Because if that's the case, would you take this thing, then why you still got to walk around with a mask? Why do they still promote the social distance? Why do they still do these things? And once you're vaccinated, you're good. You're good, right? A big, huge catch-22 to get these people to go in and receive these shots. Justice also brought along his beloved bulldog into this news conference last year to urge West Virginians to take the COVID shots. If you won't do it for me, if you won't do it for your family, then do it for my bulldog. She wants you vaccinated so badly. So, I mean, it's just the things they do. And the things they promote, even using the dog to convince people to go and get the shots. But going back to the big thing they pushed in this article, that was the guns. The guns. Why guns? I mean, the Biden administration doesn't want you to have guns in your hands, period. So why is this allowed? There is no doubt that violence has escalated since the lockdowns began last March. There are mass shootings happening daily. I've seen testimonies from former gang members, one in Chicago, who, strangely enough, they are giving away free practice targets to anyone that has been jabbed. But this ex-gangster testified that random crates would just show up at certain neighborhoods in Chicago that were known to be low-income neighborhoods. I mean, they would have, like, gun drops at, like, 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. And these are people, gang members. I mean, at those wee hours in the morning, they're probably making some sort of drug transaction. And he said they'd be walking down the street, and then this random box would just be there, and they would open it up, and it'd be filled with guns. Filled with guns. He said these guns were fully automatic. And came with the ammo to match. And the guy said later, he got older, he got wiser, he cleaned up his life, he changed his life completely around. And he went looking for those same guns that he used to have as a teenager when he was gangbanging. And once he moved out of the area, he went to some of those shops, some gun shops, and he said the people there, the owners laughed at him. Because he said, you're not going to find Uzis and Tech Nines at our shop. You're not going to find these things. You're not going to find these automatic long guns at our shop. And from what I hear, there are no gun shops in Chicago. None at all. So how are these guns and ammunition getting there? How are they getting there? And the government wants these people to kill each other. It's also part of the depopulation agenda. Back to the guns. And what's going to happen when you put these guns to the arms of the vaxxed? When they see COVID is suddenly on the rise, and it's spiking in this area, spiking in that area, and they see all these people who are refusing to get vaccinated, refusing to go along with the rest of the world and follow the crowd. They're just refusing to do it. And remember, we spoke about these different shots, the ones who are getting these shots that are taking them out, that are dying from the shot, and the ones who are also getting the shots that are loaded with nanotechnology. Loaded with it. Have we forgotten about the 5G element? And Brother Nick talked about that earlier. The 5G element. The Magneto Project. Or the so-called zombie apocalypse advertised by the CDC and even now in the mainstream. I'm sure you've seen the one video on this old video, I think it was 1985, this one French professor that said the facts will be under mind control. Mind control. The facts can and will be mind controlled through EMF, low frequencies, to go and kill the unvaxxed. This has been done before in Rwanda. You got some time, research the Operation Crimson Mist and how they were using this same technology then. Same technology. And those pulling the strings will sit back and watch the carnage. The carnage. Kind of get you thinking about that purge and how they pushed that in the theaters. The whole concept behind that movie was giving the people of just one day they can just commit crimes without any fear of punishment. Any fear. And strangely enough, I've been seeing advertisements when I'm on YouTube searching videos that I guess they're doing it again. They're bringing it back. But I guess instead of just doing like one day, I guess the people are no longer adhering just to one day. They're going to do it with anytime they feel like it. They're going to continue to go out and commit these violent crimes. But that's America right now. That is America right now. So now you know why all these zombie movies and UFOs and all this, were being pushed into the masses years ago. Years ago. All they were doing was just priming them. Priming them like a lawnmower. Just getting them ready. Getting them ready to accept it. So when it came to the forefront, it's no thing. It's no thing. No thing at all. And many of the vexed, they don't even care about what they're being injected with. They don't care. Take this whole magnet challenge, for example. People are sticking keys. They are sticking magnets. Some people are even placing their phones and activating the Bluetooth on their phones, and their arms are becoming discoverable on their iPhones. Their arms are becoming discoverable. The chip, the technology that is inside their arms, this nanotechnology, is being read by the Bluetooth. And shortly after that, you have all these so-called experts. They come forth and they say, "Oh, the whole Bluetooth thing is fake, and all this is fake. It's all a hoax. It's not real." Even though there are like hundreds of videos available where people are sticking low-grade magnets. High-grade magnets. Just sticking them right in their arms. They're sticking. They're holding their arms out. And some, they're putting these magnets on their arms, and the magnets are drawing particles out of their arms, drawing particles out of his arms. I saw one with some. These guys in the warehouse, they did it. And the guy took a very high-grade magnet, put it on the guy's arm, and it was drawing out some kind of black particles all over his arm. And the guy started bleeding. It was like, do you have any idea what you're putting into your arms? Any idea? But then you have these different sites, like YouTube, but these so-called experts saying, "Oh, it's all a myth. It's all a lie. It's all a myth." So if the magnet thing was a hoax, if it was a total myth, then why would the British government propose a legislation to ban them? Headline: Dangers of Children Swallowing Magnets Prompts NHS Call for a Ban. Now, don't you think just the timing of all of that is just kind of suspect? It is for me, because this article was just posted on the 29th, just last week. And it's saying the reason why they're doing this, because there is a danger of children swallowing magnets. They're using them to make these sort of tongue piercings. So that what the children do is they are taking these magnets and they're taking one and placing it on the top of their tongue and placing another one on the bottom of their tongue, similar to tongue piercing. And they're swallowing the magnets. And they're saying, as a result, 65 children, I believe they were injured, or did they pass away? I know something happened with 65 kids in this article. Let me see if I can find it here. But this is their basis. This is what they're doing. They're saying it's causing problems with the children's digestive systems, with their bowels. This is their reason to ban these and all magnets. And why would they do that when just the previous week and the weeks prior to that, scores of people are going online and showing that, hey, my body is now magnetized. Not only am I putting these magnets on my injection site, I'm putting it on my face. I'm putting it on my nose, my lips, my forehead, and these things are sticking to me. What is going on? And find humor in it. And then now we have the UK wanting to ban them and using a reason as kids swallowing them all of a sudden. I mean, magnets have been around since I was a kid. I mean, while you was a kid and eons. And all of a sudden now it's an issue? That's suspect. I mean, you don't think these low frequencies are having an effect too? And look at what these kids are doing. I mean, who just walks into an elderly person and just, you know, hits them for no reason? I mean, who is coaxing these kids all over America to steal their parents' cars and go on property destroying joyrides? And who is tempting them to do these things? I mean, it's time to build up a wall of scripture defenses now. And these people are under pure demonic control. These frequencies are opening up their spiritual temples for demonic entities to enter and wreak havoc, absolute havoc. Be it a vaccine, be it music, the things they eat, the things they drink. Just open up the doors. And the people are allowing them to enter. It's come to the point now where, I thought it would be a good idea, but now I think I'm just going to just leave this alone, period. I said, okay, maybe you can find different avenues to witness, different avenues to plant seeds. I said, okay, let me try this whole TikTok thing. I said, I mean, this is a bad idea right now. I didn't like it. I got rid of it. I said, oh, nope. Because within the first few minutes of being on there, I haven't made no kind of religious search, no nothing at all. Two advertisements. We don't even advertisement. The way they do it is they show you something live and pass it as an ad. They pass it off as an ad. I don't know how I can explain it. But it's going through, just looking at random things, seeing if I can get in some comments, get some threads, and kind of talk to people. And I think the third one that I came across was a woman doing a live tarot reading. 3 minutes later, there was another one who was doing a live Ouija board reading. And I said, oh, nope, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work, and I wouldn't advise that to absolutely anyone. Anyone, that thing is dangerous. It is absolutely dangerous. Like, yes, an avenue to witness, but no. Because how did it just come up? And you just go, you just kind of swipe through, and you look, and if you don't like what you're seeing, you just kind of swipe through the next one. And it just comes so subtle. It's like right there, right in your face. Like, no. So I advise against that. I advise against that because they look for those doors. And they put that stuff right there in your face. and they make it just all tantalizing and so enticing. Like, no, this is not the place, brothers and sisters. This is not the place. Sometimes you got to see things for what they are to know and understand. And especially now with the children, the kids who are so engrossed with that. It's a huge, huge, huge trend now. If you want to connect with the young people, that is something that they go to right away. They immediately talk about, oh, what are you doing on TikTok? You seen this, that. So that if you want to connect with them, you got to know and understand that this is what they're with. This is what they own. And this is what they promote. Own that. That's what they promote. These frequencies, these things that people see and they share, again, they just open up the doors for these demons. I mean, that was a live Ouija board reading right there, live. And it didn't, and the demons just come right on it. People see this stuff, they fall in love with it. They come, oh, let me find out my tarot reading for today. Let me find out what's in me for the stars for today. And sure, they have no idea that the doors are being opened. Doors are being opened. And we see more and more people who are just allowing these entities to enter. The violence is increasing. I mean, drug use is increasing. Depression is increasing. Anxiety is increasing all over America and throughout the world. A day of adversity is coming. And it is past time. It is past time to run to the strong tower, doing all in the name of the Lord, as it is written in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. That kind of got me thinking just now. I mean, looking at that verse, what a day for a year in prophecy. And in that day, it was being loaded with adversity. Are not the plagues, fall within a day, within a year? And in the prophecy, a day for a year. Huh. I mean, that's just something to think about. I just looked at that, just not going to thought about it. Because that will be, you know, thinking about when the plagues are falling, that will be a year loaded with adversity. We remain strong. Strong in the Lord, as Nahum declares in Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. I'm trusting him. I'm trusting the Lord. As the disciples did here, I'm going to close this SOP reading. It's like, yeah, they got deep into the article, but there's just so much, brothers and sisters. I might go over just a few minutes. I'm going to close out the SOP reading here with what she says. After the death of the Lord, they were a helpless, disappointed, discouraged company, as sheep without a shepherd. But now they go forth as witnesses for the truth, and no weapons but the word and spirit of God, to triumph all over all opposition. The Savior had been rejected and condemned and nailed to the ignominious cross. The Jewish priests and rulers had declared in scorn, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. Matthew 27, verse 42. But that cross, that instrument of shame and torture, brought hope and salvation to the world. The believers rallied. Their hopelessness and conscious helplessness had left them. They were transformed in character and united in the bonds of Christian love. Although without wealth, they counted by the world as mere ignorant fishermen. They were made by the Holy Spirit witnesses for Christ. Without earthly honor or recognition, they were heroes of faith. From their lips came words of divine eloquence and power that shook the world. That really kind of got me thinking, but even where I'm at right now, at all of my previous positions, there was always something, like some kind of award or in the military, they do it all the time. When I was at my second position working in a federal contract, there was always some type of award, recognition, or something like that. But this one, nothing. Absolutely nothing. nothing at all. There was just one instance that I ended up getting these Bluetooth headphones, but that was just something I didn't expect. It was just something that kind of came out of the blue. But with this one, it's hardly nothing. you're just there. You're just there. And I kind of appreciate it. It does give you a level of humbleness. When you're not kind of in that spotlight, just kind of just going with the flow, going with the motion, so to speak. But this is where we need to be. Where we need to be. With that level of pride, that level of feeling like you got to be somebody, you know, these mega preachers or these mega churches who just push themselves, promote themselves in the spotlight. Like, no. No. Not at all. Not at all. Like, save your gifts, save your honor. You're like, well, Daniel, just save it. Give it to somebody else. Give it to somebody else that needs it. This is the word. This is the word of truth that I have that's more valuable than anything you could possibly give me. Anything. And the words you need to hear that's going to possibly save your soul. You need to hear these. You need to know and understand and get into your word of God. And point them directly towards Jesus, who's the hope, the great hope, the only hope that the world's going to push. Oh, you can get to heaven this way, and that way, and this way, and multiple ways. No, there's only one way, and one way alone. One way. That is through the Son of God. He is the open door. So, let me see if I can close. Okay, just a little paragraph left here. Yeah. From their lips came words of divine eloquence and power that shook the world. The third, fourth, and fifth chapters of Acts give an account of their witnessing. Those who have rejected and crucified the Savior expected to find his disciples discouraged, crestfallen, and ready to disown their Lord. With amazement, they heard the clear, bold testimony given under the power of the Holy Spirit. The words and works of the disciples represented the words and works of their teacher, and all who heard them said, "They have learned of Jesus, they talk as he talked." And with great power gave the apostles witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. All right. Oh, now I know what was going on here. Okay. I was trying to use this on my phone. I was trying to use a turbo meeting on my phone. So in the event that I am out, like I was last week, and I can still join you guys via the turbo meeting on the phone, even though my mom's at her internet is not the greatest, and even a cell phone coverage is not the greatest. I gotta go outside to shoot the cell phone. I gotta go outside where she's at. It's backwoods. it's very backwoods. It is backwoods. It's on a dirt road, so it is back there. So I might mess around with that after Sabbath, so if I can get that going, then maybe I can try what Brother Nick has been suggesting. So you guys can kind of see the screen and see the articles that I put up here, some of the videos, while I'm going over them and reading the SOPs. I'm going to try that and see if it works. I've never tried it on the phone. I'm going to use it on the computer. So I'm going to try and see if that works. And it might be why I say I'm offline. And I'm online, which is strange because I'm here and I'm there. Okay. All right. So I see Brother Sean is here. So I went over a little bit. I did. But it's Sabbath and sundown in my neck of the woods is around 8 o'clock. So we still got three hours to go and enjoy the rest of Sabbath day. So I'm going to gather my kiddos. They're probably going to walk. And get out there and in the woods a little bit and enjoy the rest of the day. All right, so I will get ready to drop my mic. And the next voice you will hear will be that of Brother Sean. Sabbath blessings. God bless. I love you.